break up. Oh, and turn around and make up.
Better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, the world at 5. 88.1 FM, The Wireless, weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's bang on 5 o'clock. Let's check out that weather. First of all, the short forecast for all New Zealand, valid until midnight tomorrow night. For northern half of the North Island from Taranaki and Taupo northwards, including the Bay of Plenty, mainly fine, but areas of morning cloud, a bit of fog there as well, and evening cloud. A shower or two possible about eastern Northland. And from Wanganui to Taupo, also Wellington, fine and cloudy periods. Isolated showers developing this evening from Manawatu to Kapiti. For Gisborne and Wairarapa, fine weather. Nelson, Marlborough, Canterbury, Otago, mainly fine, but high cloud increasing about Canterbury and Otago. For Buller, Westland and Fiordland, showers heavier and more frequent about Fiordland and southern Westland. And Southland, you've got cloudy periods today, a few showers about the south coast. Clearing the mainland this morning and Stewart Island this afternoon. And the Chatham Islands, cloudy periods today for you.
From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live.
Right, well, we're over at One News today, onenews.co.nz, and bitter New South Wales love triangle killer jailed for 20 years with 15 years non-parole. Kevin Smith and Daniel Peterson both believe that they were the father of a baby boy. You can see that story in full. It's a real love triangle, that one. Onenews.co.nz. And Celine Dion, she can't answer when she will be back on stage. I thought she was dead. Well, she dies all the time, doesn't she, online. The singer, 55, was forced to cancel her European tour in February of 2023 after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. Oh, gosh. A Belgian man whose body produces alcohol cleared of drunk driving. The man was acquitted in a Burgess court yesterday after it was found that he has what they call ABS.
What is that? Automatic braking system.
No, it's called auto brewery syndrome, a rare condition where the body produces its own alcohol.
Oh, that's a long, that's a tall story.
Well, that's what they say. 2 minutes past five. And Australia's posting and boasting about laws used for the first time on a boy. He was the first person charged in the New South Wales court with a new performance crime offence created in March as part of a suite of changes targeting youth offenders. And New Zealand's Vera Allen, she wins the 2024 Titan Music Award. Her album, Ideal Noise, that's rather Ideal Noise, Home Noise, I'll get that right, Ideal Home Noise, was honoured at an exclusive ceremony at Auckland's Q Theatre on Tuesday. And we have her, don't we, Digger?
Yes, we do. But I can only find the one that's called Homewrecker.
Oh, that will be fitting, won't it? That will be fitting for the love triangle in New South Wales. Let's have a listen to that. That's Vera Allen, and that one's called Homewrecker. Yeah, that's the one there. So that's good, eh? That's good. At the Q Theatre, that was last night, actually. And a Queensland bite victim, victims urged to stop bringing snakes to hospital. There have been changes, there have been concerns, in the rising of snake bite victims bringing their reptile responsible for the emergency to the emergency department. Northern policewoman in the hit-and-run crash, or it wasn't a hit-and-run, I beg your pardon, it was a hit crash. She was hit in the crash. She's to be buried in a family, Europa. Gail's death is a huge loss to her family, friends and police colleagues, a Northland police superintendent says. Now, might just turn that down a bit. She's a bit annoying, that one, isn't it? Eh? Yeah, better turn that down and stick that over there. Now, I'd heard a bit about that. Now, what happened was a car came round the corner fast on that one. I was talking to my farmer friend the other day, and we're going to get some milk. And the car came round the corner quite quickly. It hit a power pole, glanced off the power pole, and hit poor Gail as she was walking her dog or dogs along the road, just at the wrong place at the wrong time. But that driver obviously will be charged for causing death, that's for sure. Further news, 10 people killed after two Malaysian military helicopters collide in mid-air. The helicopters were rehearsing at a naval base in northern Perak, Perak State, for the Navy's 90th anniversary celebrations that'll be held next month. Also, peacekeepers, New Zealand peacekeepers, they reunite to reflect on time in Somalia. The 42nd Squadron was deployed in Somalia as civil war rolled on and the UN tried to intervene. New Zealand Post unveils its multi-million dollar parcel processing unit in Wiri. Our postal service is gearing up for a future dominated by online shopping as union takes legal action to protect the posties, which they're planning on getting rid of about 700, as far as I know, over the next few years. A Christchurch girl, she's 14, she wins the world's biggest ballet competition. In what's believed to be New Zealand's first, Tamison Soppet, she won the junior women's category at the Youth America Grand Prix. Defibrillator, drills stolen from Hamilton dental trailer. Gosh, goodness gracious. Gush, that's one. That's a new one.
That's a new one, Grant.
Yes, oh, it is a new one, isn't it? You've got to get the tongue wagging this morning. The trailer belongs to a charitable dental clinic that provides free care to homeless and low-income adults. Now, an Esk Valley family who's lost their toddler in cyclone reacts to the government inquiry. The government inquiry revealed New Zealand's emergency management system exhibited significant shortcomings. Government reveals first changes to Resource Management Act. Farming, mining and other industrial regulations are being scrapped to amended under the government's new law changes. A mourning mum calls for change at daughter's Bondi Memorial. Jade Young was among six victims in the mass killing at a Bondi Junction, Westfield Bondi Junction, on April 13th. Central Auckland Church to honour the 28th Māori Battalion. St David's is sending an open invitation to an evening, for an evening, honouring the 28th Māori Battalion. On the that'll be tonight. And identity of serial sex offender will remain secret for now. The man has lost name suppression bids at every level of the court system, but still can't be named for another 2 months. And two teens allegedly assaulted in traumatic Auckland bus attack. One of the victims told One News she was still in shock after her and a friend were allegedly assaulted yesterday afternoon. And MSD accepts 200 voluntary redundancies. What's MSD?
I don't know. We have to click on it, I suppose.
We might click on it later. Voluntary redundancies, eh? That's at the PSA. Further cuts are likely and to be announced the week of May 20th next month. A man arrested after a violent, unprovoked attack on Auckland bus driver after asking the man to get off the bus for not tagging on.
What's that?
I don't know. Was it when you swipe your card?
I'm tagging.
The driver was allegedly punched and kicked in response. Police out in force at Auckland malls after jewellery store robberies. Police are investigating a series of incidents across the city over the last 2 weeks. A child dies after being hit by a car on a driveway in South Auckland. Police said the incident happened on Melsop Avenue in Waiuku at around 7 minutes past 11 yesterday. And Debt Help Service faces budget squeeze. Debt Solutions charity is seeing government funding end as demand looks set to rise. A mother of teen crash victim expresses forgiveness as the driver, Sarah Mitchell, 18. The mother of Sarah Mitchell, Sarah was 18, said Adam Michael Rapsom had to live with his choices for the rest of his life. Yeah, he doesn't look very happy. He's got the bowl cut as well. Police, yeah, that, not very good, is it? Fancy that. Imagine losing an 18-year-old. This would be awful, wouldn't it? 5:10. A police out in force. Oh, we got that. And we got the child dies. A bit of repetition here. Woman found dead in Wellington Harbour. That was yesterday. Yesterday's news. That was in Mahina Bay near Eastbourne around 8 a.m. We think she was jabbed and she had a heart attack and fell in the water. Don't we?
Yeah, but I think they think it might be suspicious.
I don't think so. Now, just as the news went on during the day, I think they think they're just trying to find out who she is. Reading Cinema, Wellington, council pulls plug on a $32 million deal. Mayor Tori Whanau, she said the...
It's Whanau.
Well, I say Whanau. That's how we English, we pronounce our WH as wha. So, you can get stuff, Digger.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, no, I don't normally talk to you that way, do I?
No. I'll go and make myself a cup of tea.
All right, you do that. I'm sorry about that. Tori Whanau, then, how's that?
Good, that's fine. You keep your Maori words up. Got to get back to your stand that you were when you were back in radio 35 years ago.
Okay, I'll try. Anyway, Tori said that the outcome was disappointing. This is the Reading Cinema. They're going to pull the plug on it. They were going to fix it all up. You know, my great grandfather built. No, my great great. No, hang on. My great grandfather on my grandmother's side. Which grandmother? On my mother's side. He built the Majestic Theatre in Wellington. I think it's been pulled down now, but it was pretty flash. He was the main builder, and he developed the Humphrey scaffolding block, and he travelled, he sailed all around the world selling his scaffolding block. He was into it. He was a good builder. Died a drunk. Cop accused of Sydney couple's murder, doing it tough, according to their lawyer. Daniel Davies and his partner Jesse Beard were allegedly murdered when Beaumont Lamarie Condon.
Oh, that's an unfortunate name, isn't it?
No, it's got an N on the end. Condom. I've got a friend who used to call the condominiums over in the United States, oh, we've got a condom.
I said...
Oh, hang on, I've got my character mixed up. I said, look, Trev, you mean a condo? He goes, yeah. I kind of didn't like correcting him, actually, but because you're not supposed to correct people, are you?
No, it's rude.
Yeah. Anyway, he was calling condominiums, condos, condoms. It was a bit embarrassing. I felt a bit sorry for him. I thought, God, I've got to tell him before he makes a fool of himself. Anyway, the Milwaukee man charged in dismemberment death pleads not guilty. The appearance comes after a severed leg and an arm and also the torso washed up on beaches in Milwaukee. Rights are not retractable. Concerns over gang patch banned the potential impacts on basic freedoms and the bill's purported impact on Maori have been discussed at the Justice Select Committee.
Yeah, well, I don't think they should be allowed to ban gang patches because that's their expression. The gang people that wear those patches are expressing, it's their freedom of expression. It'd be like the next time, you know, they could ban you wearing your New Zealand Law T-shirt, couldn't they? They could, really. They could use that law to do that. And that's probably why they're trying to ban gang patches. The real reason is they're going to stop us wearing our T-shirts protesting the government.
You never know. You never know. Officials tell Simeon Brown to consider tolling exiting roads. Existing roads. At present, only new highways can be tolled to help pay for them, and only when there is a free alternative route.
I always take the alternative route. You know that one coming into Auckland? I always go Rewa. Wairiwa, Oriwa. I don't go over and pay the money, I'll give them any money. And it's very pleasant too, and there's hardly anyone on the road.
Oh, I know. It's quite good, isn't it? You drive down the hill, look at the water. Oh, it's beautiful coming into Oriwa, isn't it, from the north?
Yeah.
Nothing against babies. Arj Barker defends kicking out mum. The mother and seven-month-old were asked to leave by a US comedian mid-show. She said she was humiliated. I bet you would be. UK Parliament, they approve a controversial Rwanda deportation bill. Well, that's a good idea. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has staked his political future on the deportation flights. Australian Prime Minister calls Musk arrogant for a response to take down order. Musk's social media platform. Did I say mosque? I hope I didn't say mosque. I know, I know I've got the right words. I know, I was listening to myself yesterday and I said a lot wrong. What did I say? Bloom, instead of Bloomex, that's the online flower company, I said Broomex. I was like, oh gosh, it's embarrassing listening to myself. Musk's social media platform was ordered late on Monday to block violent footage from an alleged terror attack by the 16-year-old stabber. And when our shops open on Anzac Day, which ones? Well, if you go to onenews.co.nz, they'll tell you that Thursday, tomorrow, it's unique in the calendar, but it is for us in Australia. Do they do it on the same day? I'm not sure. I think they might. Possibly. The retail settings completely changed in the afternoon. Mice wreak havoc on the ship carrying $12 million of zespri kiwi fruit. Oh no, that's bad. There are about 1.2 billion trays of Sun Gold on board. That's the Sun Gold brand of kiwi fruit. And the company says it's too early to say how much of the fruit will be able to be salvaged. Trump's hush money trial. Key takeaways from the opening. The lawyers present dueling narratives as jurors get their first glimpse at the prosecution. And new import rules for frozen berries after hepatitis outbreak.
Will that be hepatitis B or A or hepatitis C? Or
I don't know, mate. I'm not sure. The 2022-2023 outbreak of hepatitis A virus was associated with frozen berries. It's just probably someone handling them, hadn't washed their hands after they've been to the dunny, been to the long drop. Te Papa replaces the treaty panel defaced in 2023. Oh, that's good. Yesterday when I saw, I think Brian Tamaki was saying, the people that they haven't even prosecuted those people that did all that damage with a grinder and spray paint on the treaty, which the English version, that's why they were protesting. However, and I was saying, oh, it's terrible, the government's capitulated, but I was wrong. They took it down and they've repaired it and they've fixed it all up. There it is. That's good. Let's hope. Anyway, I'll be able to check that and make sure, because I don't want to put you crook. Te Papa, they've taken down the display of this panel of the Treaty of Waitangi exhibition. It was defaced last year in a stage protest. It was blooming vandalism. That's what it was. The display of the Treaty of Waitangi, signs of a nation, set here. So who was it? Yeah, we had Extinction Rebellion, wasn't it? Were they involved in it with a fringe Maori group? The protesters were removed by police at the time and 12 people arrested. Yes, but they didn't press charges. The group behind the action, some Maori fringe group, and the other, what else that was? Extinction Rebellion. English translation facing cross from the Tarawa Maori version, that's the Maori language version, which was misleading visitors to believing it could be accurate translation. Saying that this is One News writing this rubbish. Today, the defaced display was replaced with a new temporary one, which will remain in place while the museum embarked on a full-scale transformation of the exhibition space. Now, are they going to have it in Maori? Let's have a look. Te Papa said the temporary display showed a large-scale video projection, outlined the difference between the English and the Maori versions of the treaty. Oh, look at this. Just put it up in English. Highlights difference between the Maori language one and Captain William Hobson's 1840 English version. Well, it's the English version that you go off. We're the ones that wrote it. We're the ones that wrote the flipping thing. And if someone got the translation wrong, that's their problem. It was written in flipping English, and it was they're blimmin' lucky to have the Queen give them a treaty. And they only gave them a treaty to stop them eating one another.
Oh, you're going to get yourself in trouble when you're talking like that.
I know. Never mind, it's too bad. They don't know where I live.
they could find out, you know, these gang members, they got ways. Oh, well, presenter Hugh Edwards, he believes the BBC on medical advice. Oh, he leaves. What a believes. I don't know where that came from. Edwards was the most high-profile anchor at the BBC. The host, he hosted coverage of major events in the United Kingdom. Hugh Edwards leaves BBC on medical advice. Wonder what he's got.
COVID, probably. COVID, jab injury. They call it long COVID, don't they?
Yep, long COVID. That's basically a jab injury. A family went sent wrong body after death in Cuba. Oh, no. Where's my father? Faraj Ala Jaror died in Cuba on vacation, but has destroyed the family in Canada, received the remains of another person. Oh, gosh, that would be just awful, wouldn't it? Receive someone else's body. Where's my dad? Rebel Wilson's claim about Cohen removed from memoir in the UK, the UK version of the autobiography, is set to be published with her allegations about Sacha Baron Cohen and all that stuff. It's all going to be redacted. One of the biggest scammers in New Zealand convicted, the Commerce Commission told Shelley Cullen to stop now in December 2020. She didn't. Residents fight for homes, being told that they need to leave. Eviction ordered for the entire Upper Selwyn Huts settlement on the shores of Lake Ellesmere because of the impact of
climate change.
Yeah, and we know that's rubbish, isn't it? It's called planned retreat. It's all part of the United Nations and the WIF. It's all part of their business of they'll take it and give it all to the rich people. They'll take all that land and nothing will ever happen to it. It'll all be good. It won't be washed away. And then you'll get billionaires like Bill Gates and who's that other one that comes over here? Some other rich man. There's lots of rich people that come over here. They all live in Queenstown, don't they? And they've got bunkers and things waiting for the apocalypse. There we are. Fire carriages burn as a train in Canada catches fire. The blaze started as the train passed through the city of London in Ontario.
Oh, they've got London and Ontario yet.
Yeah, they have. Significant shortcomings in emergency management. An inquiry has found that it does not have the capacity or capability to deal with significant widespread weather events.
Yes, more climate change rubbish.
Three strikes. Prime Minister predicts the number of offenders to be jailed. The Prime Minister told Breakfast yesterday he expected up to 90%. Rather, up to 90 offenders over the next 10 years, not 90%. Australia versus Elon Musk, the stabbing video stoush goes to court. Platform has been ordered to block all violent footage related to an alleged terror attack in the Sydney's church. Well, it wasn't alleged, he definitely did. It's still out there. No, he's got to stand firm on that. It's a platform, it's not a publishing arm. It's a platform. It's like free speech in the street. You know, we don't... anyone can go and say that. If they say something that out on the street that offends someone, you don't hold the council responsible, do you? No, and that's what it's the same deal with trying to hold Elon Musk responsible and making him censor. He doesn't censor. That's why people are rushing back to X or formerly Twitter. A person missing after a water incident in South Canterbury. Police told One News that they were notified at 7 p.m. yesterday a person was missing from a boat on the Waitaki River. Other news, a consumer New Zealand warns of greenwashing on our shelves. Some products are claimed to be more environmentally friendly than they actually are, according to a consumer watchdog. And Papua New Guinea leader rebukes Joe Biden over Uncle Cannibal comments. Oh, I didn't know he said that. Gosh, he says some things, doesn't he? US president's comments offended a key strategic ally as China moves to increase its influence in the region. And a cat crackdown urged after dozens of robins disappear.
Lovely little pussy.
Yeah, they're going to probably trap them all and snuff them out, take them down to the SPCA, and they basically killed them. They do. Well, the cats, they just gas them. You wouldn't think so. You think they'd rehome them, but they don't. They just put them in a box and suffocate them. Bird advocates, they want the council empowered to manage cat activity around ecologically sensitive areas. Israel, yet to provide evidence of Palestinian refugee agency claim, Israel made public claims that a significant number of UNRWA employees are members of terrorist organisations.
true, 100% true. Absolutely 100% true. Tax cuts, finance minister maintains there will be no extra... Oh, it sounds like... What was that shit?
There will be no new taxes.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
No new taxes, and what did she do? Ardern. She put lots of taxes on. Nicola Willis has returned from Washington, D.C., which she said was a reminder of how fortunate New Zealand was. Oh, yeah, I'll say. Homicide investigation launched in Howrah after a man found dead. Police were notified of a disorder-related incident at a property around 20 past 10 last... where was that? The day before. The police received 200 cases a month of sextortion and other online crimes. Police are issuing a reminder to young people to be careful online and watch out for dirty old men and old women, perverts pretending they're young. Hush money trial. Trump tried to corrupt the election, according to a prosecutor. Open statements serve as an introduction to the colourful cast of characters that comprise the Tory saga. A German's caught celebrating Hitler's birthday outside as one of his former residents, I believe. The group were laying white crosses at the house where the Nazi dictator was born, yes, in Western Austria. And Mercedes plows through a UK primary school classroom wall. The driver was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of
drugs.
Yes. Sydney church stabbing riot, fourth man charged. Investigators continue to search for others who may have incited dozens more to join the violent fray. A man feels fobbed off by insurer after neighbour's building. Oh, we had this yesterday. His builder damaged his garage when digging next to undermine the foundations of Lindsay's garage. He found the builder's insurer, OBE or QBE, their insurance didn't... what did they say now? What was the story with that? I don't think they paid them enough money. Digging... May 24th, experienced problems. He's a 70-year-old fella. Oh, yeah, you can fix that up, can't you? Just get him to fix it up. There's no point in arguing. I actually think just sort the thing yourself. If you have a problem, just get it sorted and just, you know you've got to... And the neighbour should really, the builder, I suppose. The builder, everyone's passing the buck, I suppose. Israeli military chief resigns. Oh, we got that. Okay, so that's one news. We're right down to the end of it there. When we come back, we'll look at some other newspapers. Maybe the Otago Daily Times. I'm not sure.
A city boy, Donald, moved to rural New York and bought a donkey from a farmer for $100. The farmer agreed to deliver the donkey the next day. He drove up and said, "Sorry, son, but I have some bad news. The donkey died last night." "Well, then... just give me my money back." The farmer said, "Can't do that. I spent it already." Donald said, "Just unload the donkey." The farmer asked, "What you gonna do with him?" "I'm going to raffle him off," said young Trump. Farmer told him that, "You can't raffle off a dead donkey." But Donald replied, "Sure I can. Watch me. I just won't tell anybody he's dead." A month later, the farmer met up with Donald and asked, "What happened with that dead donkey?" "I raffled him off," said young Trump, mischievously smiling. "I sold 500 tickets at $2 a piece and made a profit of $898. Farmer was shocked. "Didn't anyone complain?" Smart Donald said, "Just the guy who won. So I gave him back his $2.
It sounds pretty good.
It sounds real, dude.
Not bad, huh?
This is today's News Talk Radio. Okay. TNT.
TNT, and if you want good talk back, you go to TNT. 28 minutes past five, you're with the world gone mad, or the world at five, or whatever we call ourselves. I don't know. Can't make my mind up. Can you make your mind up, Digger?
No, I can't make my mind up. No, we're both confusing each other on names.
A teen's family, they forgave the jailed killer driver. The family of Zara Mitchell have expressed their forgiveness for the teenager who caused her death in Canterbury last year. And MSD cuts 200 opt for voluntary redundancy, says union. The Ministry of Social Development has accepted voluntary redundancies from 200 workers, according to the Public Service Association, the PSA. A woman found dead in Wellington Harbour. We got that. And scammer convicted for promoting pyramid scheme. a promoter of a sophisticated pyramid scheme, self-described as one of the biggest scammers in New Zealand, has been convicted in the North Shore District Court on 5 charges under the Fair Trading Act. The government encouraged to consider tolling existing roads. Oh, we read that in one news. Transport Minister Simeon Brown is being encouraged to look at tolling existing roads and relieve pressure on strained transport. But they can only toll a road when there's a free alternative route. Te Papa takes down the damaged Treaty of Waitangi. Yeah, but didn't they put it up again? Yeah. A government reveals first changes to the Resource Management Act. Farming, mining and other industrial regulations are being scrapped or amended under the government's first changes to the Resource Management Act. You can find more about that at the Otago Daily Times, and you can find them at odt.co.nz. New Zealand's emergency management not fit for purpose, an inquiry has found. New Zealand's emergency management system has failed in places and it is not fit for the purpose. Fit for purpose, an inquiry into the response to last year's catastrophic North Island storms has found. Parents spending thousands of dollars on Americanized school balls. The parents of high school students are forking out thousands of dollars to give their teenagers the school ball experience. And advocates call for change to assisted dying laws when End of Life Choice Act needs, the End of Life Choice Act needs changes when it comes up for review later this year, says both the architect of New Zealand's assisted dying laws and hospice leaders. And curbs are sought on the minister's powers. The two government watchdogs are recommending changes to the new fast-track approval bill so conflicts of interest can be managed and the natural environment can be better protected. A giant pothole. Oh, no, we're getting down to small news here now. Oh, that looks like that's it. Well, when we come back, we'll have a look at Radio New Zealand, see if that what they've got up on offer.
Soul killing for a lot of men. Every time a man steps out his front door, he takes damage. It's part of being a man, and you have to go out into the world. You trade your innocence for experience as a man, and you have to. There's no value as a man being innocent. You have to be experienced. And the reason why that's so important is not for the man, it's so that he can protect the innocence of those who are on his watch. So often what men do goes unrecognized, unappreciated, and is even criticized and attacked, and yet so many men still show up every day. They keep the world turning. They take care of their families. They stand their watch. I just think that because there's such a lack of appreciation and gratitude for that, that it's soul-killing for a lot of men. A lot of men go through life doing exactly what they should be doing, fighting the good fight, wrestling with their demons, wrestling with their insecurities, all the while trying to take care of the people they're responsible for, step up and be a good person, and they just keep getting kicked in the teeth for it. That's why I think people say men die at 30 and are buried at 80.
Oh, that's not so good. 28 minutes to 6, and we're over at radionewzealand.co.nz. You find that, rnz.co.nz. The top story there on the front page is we can't forget those people. Public sector job cuts, not just impacting Wellington. At least 400 of the thousands of jobs online so far outside of Wellington, according to public service. At least 400 of the thousands of jobs on the line so far outside of Wellington, according to the Public Service Association. Like a fever dream. Fever dream? Vera, that's Vera Ellen. She wins the 2024. We heard about that. That's a 2024 Taita Music Award. Good on her, eh? And why building owners were given extra time for quake strengthening. There's a podcast called The Detail. The government, and you can go and see that over at rnz.co.nz. The government has hit pause on strict new building regulations over earthquake strengthening. That's on The Detail at RNZ. You'll find it. That's the heading, why building owners were given extra time for quake strengthening. We've got a 5 o'clock bulletin here, but I don't know if we should play it. Shouldn't really play it. No, better not. Elation tinged with concern after sighting of great spotted kiwi in Golden Bay. A conservation worker is reviewing camera footage of the feral pigs, a triple take, when the bird appeared on his screen. Lobbying to form next Solomon Islands government intensifies. At this stage, it is next to impossible to predict the final form of the coalition government because MPs are not legally bound to political parties and can move freely between the different camps. Or now we've got football here, NRL. That's football, isn't it, Digger?
Yes, I think so.
A different kind of Anzac Day fixture for the Warriors. Warriors is football, isn't it?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is.
Warriors, they announced a squad for the Titans clash with the while Tuhu Harris admits that it will feel a bit strange not playing the Melbourne Storm. Former gang member fronts select committee to oppose new laws. He's all tattoo faced up there. God, fancy desecrating your face like that. God's given you one nice face. He doesn't look like he might have had a nice face. And now it just looks hideous. While police are broadly in favour, the government's proposed anti-gang laws are facing pushback from lawyers, rights groups and former gang members. Well, I'm with the gangs on this. They shouldn't be allowed to tell them what they can wear and what they can't wear. Other news, flooding victims agree changes to emergency management needed. And we've got, what else have we got here? There's lots of sort of cryptic messages here. COVID-19 update. Oh, I'm not going to, it's just rubbish. Nonsense. Uncovering the history of the Sikhs who fought with the Anzacs in World War One. Oh, I didn't know that. Sikhs, they believe in equality and fighting for what is right, according to community members and historians. And why automated systems put the human factor first? There's an opinion piece over there at RNZ. The incident of a woman misidentified by facial recognition technology at a Rotorua supermarket should come as no surprise. I think we had that news yesterday. Yeah, so that's all the news we've got this morning. It's a bit thin on the floor. We could go to a bit of world news and have a look over there. Should we do that? We've got a jingle for that, Digger?
Oh, we have, but I haven't got it ready.
Go and find it for me. Why don't you find it for me?
All right.
Okay, well, I'll play something else while you find it for me. Yeah.
Chris, we've had him on this program, has submitted a notice of appeal against the e-safety commissioner in this country, Julie Inman Grant, over her takedown order for his post where he supposedly misgendered a trans activist. Tell me the latest with this case. It's a fascinating one. It's one that got international attention. People were shocked that this was happening in Australia. And you would think the e-safety commissioner would have bigger priorities, I don't know, child exploitation for one, than to bring down posts on X.
Yeah, that's right. Look, there is a serious issue with the exposure of children to, you know, graphic and obscene content, and it needs to be dealt with. The problem that you've got here with this e-safety commissioner, she's an activist.
Absolutely.
You know, she will continue to expand her role to police the internet, to censor debate in a way that's consistent with her own ideological views. We're just talking about the EPA. It's the exact same problem. You have these unelected bureaucrats that have vague powers, and they will fill it with their views. And, you know, she has a track record of censorship, and it only ever targets one side, and unfortunately we're seeing that happen again.
And let's not forget, we've mentioned it before on this program, she was appointed by the coalition government. This isn't some Labor appointment. This is another example of the coalition wasting power. You do wonder why, you know, what's the point of voting for them?
Well,
they kind of just appoint lefties to run the bureaucracy.
And also the misinformation and disinformation laws that started under Paul Fletcher when he was communicating. Now, this government's gone way further, but they permitted it through allowing it to go as far as it did.
Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless.
Scraping together all the news and information you need.
It's engaging.
At the top and bottom of the hour. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
FM.
What's with the Morse code, Digger?
Oh, nothing. I put it in just for sound effects.
You're funny. Hey, that's weather. No, we don't want weather, mate. No, what's happening to you today?
Ah, sorry. This is the one you want.
88.1 FM, The Wireless International News.
That's the one we want, and we're over at ABC, is it? APnews.com. And Modi has been accused of using hate speech for calling Muslims infiltrators at an Indian election rally. India's main opposition party has accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of using hate speech after calling Muslims infiltrators.
Well, it's true, they are infiltrators. They come to take over your country. They don't come to assimilate. They come to take over and change it into an Islamic state.
That's true. I agree with you there. The Russian strike on Kharkiv's TV tower is part of an intimidation campaign, Ukraine's Zelensky has told the reporters. And the latest tent compound, in southern Gaza, as Israel prepares for Rafah offensive. Oh, yeah, they're going to go in and give it what-o. North Macedonia to elect president after campaign forced on hot button issues of EU membership. The voters are going to the polls in North Macedonia this week. That's sort of Greek, isn't it? It's a Greek thing in Macedonia. Wasn't Alexander the Great a Macedonian?
I think he was, actually. Yes, I remember. I was listening that day. I normally just go to school to eat my lunch, but I'm pretty sure he was a Greek. He was Macedonian, yeah, pretty sure.
Well, anyway, the North Macedonian this week, it's their first round of presidential elections, the seventh such vote since the Balkan country gained... Balkan, is it? Macedonia? Balkan gained independence from the former Yugoslavia.
Oh, I hope we got our facts right.
Yeah, me too. Might have put everyone crook there. Indonesia's top court has rejected appeals for two losing presidential candidates who demanded a revote, alleging widespread irregularities and fraud in February's polls. Yeah, it's not too good, is it? Poland's prime minister celebrates after his party wins a sting of cities in the mayoral votes. And police clear... Oh, hang on. What do we got here? Regions. We'll do the regions. Police clear out of migrant camp. Oh, this is all old news. Gosh, they don't sort of update their news. We'll go to Australia and have a look there, see what they've got on offer. Lost Johnny Cash album from 1993 has never seen the light of day until now. An album recorded just months before Johnny Cash began his acclaimed American series of releases has been unearthed from archives and will be released this June. GWS giant star Toby Green's suspension held after AFL tribunal hearing. This is the eighth time in his career the GWS giant captain has been suspended. Watch.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
Oh, I just had to have a cough. I had to have a cough right when I had to put the microphone on. Never mind. Make sure if you like good radio, if you like talkback radio, the only place to be in the country, the only place to be is TNT Radio. You can find them at tntradio.live. They're really good. They're good. All sorts of announcers. They've had a bit of a scaling back though. They had 46 announcers. And now they've got, I think, about 25 of them. But still, they're going strong. They just had to have a refocus, I think. We're over in Australia here. We're looking at abc.net.au. And the mother of four jailed for fatally stabbing husband in their family home. Earlier this month, Kerry Lee Catling, Kerry could be a boy or a girl, I'm not sure, pleaded guilty to the 2021 manslaughter of her husband, Chris Catling. Earlier this month, Kerry Lee Catling pleaded guilty to the 2021 manslaughter of her husband, Chris Catling. During the sentencing, the court heard emotional statements from the family. Mariners Ford Tories stood down amid sexual assault charges. What does that mean? Central Coast Mariners. Oh, okay, they're not Mariners out in the ocean. It must be a sports team. Yeah, striker. So what's that? What would that be? Soccer. That's soccer. Central Coast Mariners, striker. Angel Tories. Oh, gosh, I thought we were talking about Mariners and the Torres Strait. Angel Tories was arrested on Monday in relation to alleged sexual assault on a woman in March and has been stood down by the club ahead of the court date next month. EV, electric vehicles, demand motoring along an emergency authority brush-off showdown claims. I didn't even understand that whole paragraph, that whole heading. EV demand motoring along as energy authority brushes off showdown claim. What? I don't even understand it. Amid plans by some automakers to hit the brakes on the EV expansion plans, the International Energy Agency demands is set to surge in 2024. Tesla driver who made false claims that the car was in autopilot when she crashed into a pedestrian has pleaded guilty. Shashi Agrawal. Shashi Agrawal, that's the name. Spent 2 years fighting against the charges. She entered in the last minute guilty plea and that she crashed the car into a pedestrian in Melbourne in 2022 and falsely blamed the car's autopilot. I don't know what's wrong with my throat today. Must be your smoke stigger. It's all your cigarettes. A subterranean wonderland lies beneath the Nullanbar. The battle between energy and environment groups looms. The Nullanbar Plains is famous for being dry, flat and featureless, but it's a very different story beneath the surface with an intricate cave system that has... Oh, they want to stop people, you know, mining and stuff like that, I suppose. Subterranean... What's this? Give up. We'll come back to the news in a minute, all right? Come back to the news in a minute. Here's some marriage advice.
Marriage means dissolving. If you're stuck in your lifestyle and you cannot dissolve, you cannot make changes, that's a serious problem. You got to be very flexible, which means practically egoless, to make a marriage work. Because all of a sudden, your entire life is about someone else. Not about you. That is such a relief if you can do it. It's such a freeing experience. It's not about me. Wow, I can breathe. And I do have to take care of you. Well, that gives me a purpose to wake up in the morning. So selfless is the most healthy way to live. Mm. Contrary to public opinion.
This is why I could never get married. I know.
14 minutes away from 6. I'm not having a very good morning here. Marie, my eyes won't work. They won't move. The eyes won't move ahead, and I can't read properly. Something to do with my vaccinations, childhood vaccinations. That my parents said that we gave you a lot of jabs, took you in, gave you some jabs, and after that you just stopped asking questions. You sort of went dumb. I've been dumb ever since. Urban, that's what it's called, warned New South Wales government about traffic hotspots before Rozelle Interchange opened, according to an inquiry. That's what they've heard. Parliamentary inquiry into the Rozelle Interchange has heard from the Transurban General Manager of WestConnex, for WestConnex, that's what they call themselves, Denise Kelly, who said the road toll operator warned the previous New South Wales government about traffic issues before the motorway opened. After a long and arduous 25 years, birthing is reborn at this remote hospital and mums-to-be are lining up. Planned births, I don't like planned births because what they'll do, they'll sometimes induce you. I don't think women should be induced unless it's absolute emergency. Sometimes I do it because, you know, that lines up with the doctor. Planned births are returning to Australia's most remote towns for the first time in a quarter of a century, saving women in the region for exhausting 2,000-kilometre round trip to hospital. That's nice. Go and read that story at abc.net.au. Racism-tainted investigation into the 1987 deaths of Aboriginal teenagers, according to a coroner. The New South Wales State Coroner finds racism tainted in inexplicably deficient, oh gosh, struggling here, police investigation into the 1987 deaths of two teenage girls. Emotional moment as spears taken by Captain Cook are returned to Indigenous community. Four spears stolen by Captain James Cook and his crew after he arrived at Botany Bay more than 250 years ago are handed back to traditional owners at a ceremony in England. What a load of nonsense. They don't care about some spears that someone had 250 years ago. Surely these people are lunatics. Alleged victim fought off chainsaw-wielding neighbour with a croquet mallet after dog dispute, the court heard. Horace Monching was getting ready for bed when he heard a noise outside. It was his neighbour allegedly wielding a chainsaw, the court was heard. A tussle ensued, resulting in traumatic injuries. Former party paradise Great Keppel Island is a step closer to new glory with plans for what they call Echo Resort and glamping. That's camping, glamorous camping. The crumbling former tourism resort on Great Keppel Whopper Island will be one of the first things to be revived under the new plans. It's called their master plan for the lush tropical island. Elon Musk's fight with Australia's regulators isn't really about Sydney church attack or even free speech. It's about power. I agree. That was good. There's an analysis done there by Brent Worthington at abc.net.au on the front page. So there's been no shortage of criticism from across the political aisles levelled at such tech billionaires as Elon Musk for refusing to take down graphic footage in the Sydney church. But this spat is about more than just free speech. It's about power. I agree. Adelaide Casino may be slapped with a $75 million fine in search for accountability. The operators of the Adelaide Casino could soon face hefty penalties of up to $75 million if it's found to engage in misconduct under a proposed overhaul of South Australia's gambling laws. The Shark star stood down for short term over failed drug and alcohol test. Cronulla believes it's more important for Braden Trindle to focus on his health and welfare issues. In other words, he's a druggie. He's a drunk and a druggie. So they've stood him down after allegedly failing roadside illicit drugs and alcohol tests. Well, of course, if you've been pulled up by the cops and you're drunk or you're under the influence of drugs, you're a bad influence on the young fellas. So they should definitely stand you down. It's good. Inquest into the deaths of three parents. Missed that one out altogether. Got the wrong end of the stick on that one. I'll come back to it. A man who allegedly used a ladder to try and break into the Wakeley Church after stabbing of the bishop is charged. A Fairfield local court heard Nikolai Mikik had turned himself into the police after investigators released images of 12 men they believe were involved in a riot outside the Christ the Good Shepherd Church. Mikik, I suppose, is the fourth man charged over the violent riots. Now, go back to the story I was doing, making a hash of. Inquest into death of three patients ramped up. Patients ramped. What does that mean? Is it ramped up? I'm trying to add a few words to make sense of the heading. Patients ramped outside of the South Australian hospital begins. An inquest into three unrelated deaths of South Australians affected by ambulance ramping. Oh, I see. Has started in Adelaide, including one man who waited in an ambulance for 5 hours. Oh, that's that ramping. They just wait outside the hospital. That only happened with COVID, didn't it? Because no one wanted to go to the hospital because they're all scared of the virus. 6:02. What a hash I'm making the news this morning. Sorry, folks. Treat your nicotine products like you would any other poison. A rise in poisonous hotline calls prompts warning. Children under 5 are increasingly being put at risk of nicotine poisoning. Oh, rubbish. Because of the availability of vapes, and e-cigarettes, a child accident prevention authorities in South Australia have warned. And it was just surreal. A woman recounts gunman's home invasion in lead-up to fatal shooting by police. Tracy Rawlings says that she doesn't know if she can be alone again after the 36-year-old man with a rifle walked into her home demanding her car. She doesn't look 36, so it was him. He's 36. Gosh, she's a big girl, that one there. There we are. So that's the news. That'll do. I can't read today. I'm sorry, folks. I don't know what's wrong with me. It happens sometimes. It's dyslexia, apparently. Yeah, but sometimes I'm very good and other times I'm very bad. And today I'm having a very bad day. It's 7 minutes to 7 minutes to 6.
Scraping together all the news and information you need.
It's engaging.
At the top and bottom of the hour. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Now, I've got a choice here. I've got either, because I'm going to give up now because I can't read today. Do vaccines make us healthier? That's 20 minutes. And then there is They Are Censoring Us with David Icke. I think I'll go for the vaccines one. It's a long one. Before we do, so we'll do that. But before we do, I'll give you a weather update. I'll be back in just a moment. This is interesting about meat.
Have you ever thought why we say the word pig for the animal, but the meat is pork? Cow for the animal, but the meat is beef? Sheep is the animal, but the meat is mutton? Well, it's because England was ruled by the French for 300 years. They spoke actual French, not English, and they were the only ones who ate that meat, so they used the French word for it. The common people did not eat those meats. Why is the animal chicken? And the meat is also chicken, and the same for turkey and rabbit. That's because the upper class did not eat those meats, so the words remained the same as the Anglo-Saxon. Quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that is quite interesting. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Digger?
No, I didn't know that. You're just going to give up now, are you?
Yeah, I've had enough. I can't read. And we're back with the weather in a minute.
It sounds pretty good.
It sounds real, dude.
Not bad, huh?
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
88.1 FM, The Wireless Weather.
Right, well, we're going to look at the, not the short forecast. We did that at around about 5 o'clock. We'll look at the three main centres of our FM stations. That's Northland, Hawke's Bay and Wellington. First of all, the coastal situation. There's a ridge of high pressure over the country and it moves north today, whereas northwesterly strengthen over the South Island ahead of an approaching front. The front moves north, reaching central New Zealand late Thursday, followed by a disturbed west to west southwest flow, while a weak trough affects the upper North Island. The front crosses the North Island on Friday and a ridge builds over the South Island. And we've got a ridge that should spread onto the North Island on Saturday. The marine forecast for the Bay of Islands, southerlies 10 knots, easing to variable 5 knots around midday. Northerlies of 10 knots developing in the afternoon. Seas will be slight. Mainly fine weather today and an easterly swell of 1 metre, easing to half a metre. Hawke's Bay, northerlies today, 10 knots, becoming variable 5 knots this morning. Northwesterlies, 15 knots, developing this evening. Sea slight, fine weather, southerly swell of 1.5 metres, but 2 metres in the east, easing to half a metre. And also, you've got a 1 metre in the east. Yeah, that's what they said. That's what it said. 1 metre in these. They don't normally talk like that. Wellington, strong wind warning advisory enforced today. Northerlies 20 knots, rising to 25 knots, gusting 35 knots, but 30 knots, gusting 40 knots about the south coast this afternoon. Seas becoming rough this afternoon, mainly fine, cloud increasing. For the south coast and Palliser Bay, a southerly swell of 1.5 metres, easing to a metre. For Castle Point, a southerly swell of 1.5 metres, also easing to a metre. And that is the weather. And I'm sorry, that's today's finished. So, but we have got, do vaccines make us healthy? This is really good. I hope you enjoy it. It's coming up right now. It's 2 minutes away from six.
Do vaccines make us healthier? It's something every one of us should want to know, no matter where we stand on the vaccine debate. Shockingly, our national health agencies have never tried to find out. Sure, we all know that vaccines trigger our immune systems to produce antibodies and suppress symptoms of short-term, often mild diseases, and they may or may not prevent infection or transmission of illness to others. But do they make us healthier in the long run? That's the question three groundbreaking studies published in 2020 set out to answer. Each team, independently and using three different methods, identified and measured the real risks of vaccines by comparing the overall health of vaccinated and unvaccinated populations. And the results were jaw-dropping. All three teams knew the only way to determine whether vaccines make us healthier was to study the differences in overall health between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Research the government admits it's never done. The facts are clear. The overwhelming majority of Americans, some 329 million, are vaccinated. Now, we hear their stories every day on TV, from our doctors, and from our tribes. Now, we see their stories reflected in our national health statistics, with their disturbing upward trends in chronic illness, autoimmune disease, and neurological and developmental disorders. But we never hear the story of that tiny 0.25% minority who've never been vaccinated. And we need to, because they're the only ones who can truly show us the answer to our question: do vaccines make us healthier? We need to hear them, because this small fraction of our society is often feared and, ironically, blamed for all the ills of the supposedly protected vaccinated masses. This minority is long overdue for a fair hearing of their side of the story. And as you'll see, the facts paint a compelling picture. The first study, by scientists Brian Hooker, PhD, and Neil Miller, analyzed health data from three U.S. medical practices. They compared the odds ratios for selected health outcomes in children born between 2005 and 2015. The study looked at the differences in rates of illness in those who were vaccinated during their first year of life and those who weren't. And they analyzed the medical records of 2,047 children ages 3 to 12. For all diagnoses with significant data, they found that children who were not vaccinated in that crucial first year had a much lower rate of illnesses than those who were. The team discovered that by age 5, children who'd been vaccinated in their first 12 months were twice as likely to have developmental delays, nearly 3 times as likely to have gastrointestinal disorders, 50% more likely to have ear infections, and 273% more likely to have asthma than unvaccinated children in that same age group. This study was meticulously constructed and peer-reviewed, and the results are significant. Still, the authors prudently note that further study is necessary to understand the full spectrum of health effects associated with childhood vaccination. Indeed, science never rests, and it's certainly never settled. So we continue to seek further enlightenment and, ideally, corroboration. The second peer-reviewed study by scientist James Lyons Weiler, PhD, and pediatrician Paul Thomas, MD, took a different approach to the subject. This study compared the number of office visits in the vaccinated and unvaccinated children. Like the previous study, this one also found that for every tracked diagnosis, the vaccinated children experienced far more illness and dysfunction than the vaccine-free. In the report's charts, the vertical scale on the left represents the number of office visits for the diagnosis. The horizontal scale at the bottom represents the number of days of life for the children, shown in 500-day increments. A second scale shows age in years. For example, the rate of office visits for asthma was roughly the same in both groups for the first year of life. But while the vaccine-free children showed very little increase in office visits throughout the next 8 years, the vaccinated children continued to require increasing number of asthma-related exams and treatments. Following similar patterns, other autoimmune issues like allergic rhinitis or hay fever, eczema, dermatitis, and urticaria required far more office visits for the vaccinated children. Respiratory infections and breathing issues all prompted significantly more office visits for the vaccinated. Now, keep in mind that many of the respiratory and other infections that affected both groups of children would include infections that vaccinated groups theoretically should have been protected from. Ear and eye issues were also far more common in the vaccinated, and anemia-related visits spiked in the vaccinated children at 9 months of age, when routine screenings are conducted. Visits for behavioral issues climbed steadily from birth, and ADHD visits revealed dramatic differences between the two groups. Since ADHD is rarely diagnosed in very young children, it prompted few visits in the first 4 years. However, at about age 4, ADHD began to surge in the vaccinated group and continued to increase through the end of the study. By comparison, the vaccine-free children, surprisingly, had no ADHD. Perhaps most telling, the research team was unable to chart autism rates at all because they were so low among Dr. Thomas's patients. In fact, his practice had less than half the national rate of autism. Now keep in mind that Dr. Thomas's practice honors the principle of informed consent. As a result of the parents' informed and free choice, few, if any, of his patients are fully vaccinated precisely according to the CDC schedule. If a child has a negative reaction to a vaccine, or if there's a family history of reactions, sensitivities, or genetic predispositions, parents often elect to skip certain vaccines or all vaccines entirely. These policies suggest that the differences between the two groups might even be more pronounced if a never vaccinated group were compared to children who were fully vaccinated according to the CDC schedule. Given the family influences on children, Dr. Thomas acknowledges that lifestyle differences between the vaccinated and unvaccinated groups in this practice cannot explain the large difference in outcomes. And if they do, then it would be objective to conclude that everyone should adopt the lifestyle followed by the unvaccinated if they want healthier children. The third study was a national health survey that focused on the medical diagnoses of never vaccinated people of all ages. Now, the control group's team set out to actually measure the frequency of illness, or lack thereof, by conducting health surveys of 1,482 never vaccinated adults and children. It was an exceptionally reliable, statistically powerful 0.178% sampling of the estimated 832,000 vaccine-free Americans. And then, they compared the incidence of health outcomes in the vaccine-free control subjects against those of the vaccinated majority, based on publicly available national health statistics. And just like the previous two studies, the control group survey found that those who live vaccine-free lives were far healthier overall. The charts based on their results tell a shocking tale that cannot be explained by mere coincidence. Let's start with the big picture. The first overall chart shows that as of 2010, at least 27% of America's vaccinated children had chronic health conditions. Now that's 10 to 20 million kids and families dealing every day with issues like allergies, asthma, rashes, ADHD, autism, epilepsy, cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis, diabetes, or even cancer. And sadly, the rate of chronic illness today is more than 50% in children. And for adults, it's even higher. Vaccinated children are over 3.5 times more likely to have at least one chronic illness, and they're 5.7 times more likely to have multiple chronic illnesses. That represents more family disruption, more medication and doctor visits, more expenses, and more risk from complications of infectious diseases like COVID-19. For our adult population, with their cumulative exposure to vaccinations over a lifetime, the situation is even more disturbing. National statistics show that vaccinated adults are 9.5 times more likely to have chronic conditions, including asthma and arthritis, plus some of the leading causes of death, such as diabetes, heart disease, respiratory illness, and cancer. These adults are 43 times more likely to have two chronic conditions, and 12% of them have five chronic illnesses. These are the people who we've heard about on the news who are at an increased risk of hospitalization and death from infectious diseases like COVID-19. Yet none among the vaccine-free population fall into this highest risk category. Let's take a closer look at how these general health issues manifest in specific illnesses. As you can see, vaccinated children are many times more likely to suffer from asthma, eczema, food allergies, ear fluid, and strabismus, or eye alignment issues. Vaccinated populations also have far more developmental and neurological issues, learning disabilities, speech disorders, epilepsy, autism, and ADHD. For example, ADHD is 19 times more common in vaccinated children. Significantly, no vaccine-free babies in surveyed families had died from sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, and no vaccine-free children had cancer. Vaccinated people in general had 44 times more digestive disorders and a whopping 207 times more chronic sinusitis, or sinus infections. Perhaps most astounding is the range of illnesses the vaccine-free subjects just didn't have. The vaccine-free had no adult ADHD or asthma, no arthritis, no diabetes, no heart disease, and no cancer. To bring this message home, the control group statistical analysis of national health data shows a very high correlation between the increases in vaccination since 1994 and increases in children's health problems. In fact, expert statistician Jan Willem Vandenberg has concluded that the survey results are staggering, and the evidence presents a probability near 100% that vaccines are indeed responsible for the increases in chronic illness among vaccinated children compared to those who've never received any kind of vaccine product. These are not coincidences, and that's why, beginning in 2021, the control group is taking their case to federal court to seek legal protections for the vaccine-free minority, as well as for those who would prefer not to vaccinate. Their primary goal is to bring their striking litigation survey results to the public and to our authorities to stop the misleading and dangerous practice of calling vaccines safe and to ensure that all vaccination is voluntary, especially given that the government cannot quantifiably prove the benefits of vaccines outweigh the risks. Look, any study can and should be challenged, and that's what real science is all about. And while we may be inclined to take one, perhaps even two studies with a grain of salt, when three independent investigations approaching the same question from three different perspectives using different subjects all tell the same story, well, it's worth taking a closer look and conducting well-funded and comprehensive studies. But 2020 wasn't the first time a study looked at vaccinated and unvaccinated health outcomes. The 2017 Mawson survey of nearly 670 homeschooled children revealed the same pattern of increased illness and dysfunction in the vaccinated children versus the unvaccinated. How long will we continue to ignore the elephant in the room before we demand that our public health agencies officially compare overall health outcomes in vaccinated and unvaccinated people, as these independent research teams have done? And when will we overhaul our public health policies accordingly to stop the epidemic of chronic illness and disability that's decimating our population and eroding our nation's productivity? So, what does all this data mean? At its simplest, it suggests that vaccines actually lead to sicker lives overall. In fact, it's the unvaccinated people whose lives are typically blessed with superb health and few doctor visits. I mean, think about that for a moment. Then ask yourself, which life do I want to live? Which life do I want for my family? Since the April 2021 release of our widely shared original video, it's been banned from YouTube and blocked by Facebook. Yet, some of you still found it, whether on BitChute, Rumble, or X, at informedconsentdefense.org, through childrenshealthdefense.org, or on informedconsentexpress.com. You've courageously rescued this important video again and again, and you've kept it alive. For that, we humbly thank you. This 2024 version provides updates that further expand our understanding of the vaccination landscape. We hope you'll once again share widely and often to get this material in front of millions more who are now ready for the truth and a healthier future. In 2020, the control group brought litigation against the Office of the President of the United States. Their statistically robust surveys demonstrated that people who didn't take vaccines were many times healthier in every respect than those who were vaccinated. Based on that knowledge, they petitioned the president to stop mandating vaccinations.
The case was eventually closed as undecided after the presiding judge and an appellate judge were both recused, removed from the case because they own stock in vaccine manufacturing companies. In a catch-22 that further illustrates the difficulty of finding justice, the control group's unvaccinated attorney was banned from entering the courtroom, even though he was there to oppose the very policies that authorized banning unvaccinated people from public areas, like courtrooms. Ultimately, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to take the case, but they did read it. So, the good news is that this effort succeeded in entering into the government's official record vast volumes of expert testimony and other critical facts about vaccinations and the health of those who do and do not get them. That means many in power can no longer claim they just didn't know, and cases brought in the future can reference this treasure trove of evidence. We applaud the bold efforts of the control group and their legal team and express our gratitude for all the progress that they've made towards the freedom and protection of those of us who refuse vaccines. The second milestone is the 2023 publication of the book Vax, Unvax, Let the Science Speak by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Brian Hooker, PhD. This essential work summarizes key findings from more than 100 additional studies that have compared vaccinated and unvaccinated populations and consistently shown, scientifically, that the unvaxxed have superior health. Chapter 1 describes the various excuses offered by public health officials for not conducting vaxxed versus unvaxxed studies. The common excuse is that it would be unethical to deprive the placebo group of the benefits of vaccines. So they give them a different vaccine as their so-called placebo instead of saline. They assume, without sufficient proof, that both the new and old vaccines offer benefits that outweigh their risks. And this, of course, negates the study's ability to compare the exposed group to a completely unexposed group. Comparison studies are the bedrock of health science. To determine the harms of asbestos, for example, researchers compare those who breathe asbestos to those who don't. For tobacco, they compare smokers to those who don't smoke. Likewise, vaccines need comparison studies using completely unexposed, natural controls as detailed in Vax Unvax. With data and graphs, the book highlights studies that definitively prove injuries are caused by the 70 or more vaccine doses American children are being given, singly or in combination, in order to comply with the CDC's childhood vaccination schedule. And the book also exposes the impact of vaccines in pregnancy on the mother, the baby, and on the overall trajectory of the pregnancy itself. People who want facts at their fingertips appreciate Vax Unvax because it takes a close look at the long-term health effects of specific shots such as MMR and other vaccines for typically mild illnesses, including measles, chickenpox, mumps, rubella, polio, rotavirus, diphtheria, and pertussis. Diving deeper, the authors address the harmful consequences of specific injections that are forced on children for diseases they may never get, and that are already better managed without vaccines. Diseases including hepatitis B, tetanus, and human papillomavirus, or HPV. Science shows the unvaccinated perform better in every category. The flu vaccine, covered in a separate chapter, has its own special set of problems, starting with its abysmally low effectiveness at, well, preventing the flu. In fact, science shows that the shots actually increase a person's risk of getting what's labeled non-flu or influenza-like infections, which explains why we hear so many stories about people who say they got the flu shot and then they got the flu. What's more, not only do flu vaccines fail to make you healthier, they're associated with higher rates of multiple debilitating side effects, such as Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a lifelong crippling disorder. And finally, there's a whole chapter dedicated to the COVID vaccines, and another chapter that connects the dots between vaccines given to our soldiers in the 90s and the Gulf War syndrome that destroyed the lives of far too many young men. The evidence is overwhelming to support our unvaccinated family of humans. Indeed, robust natural immunity is a precious gift worthy of protection. And that brings us to our third update. With this video, we are excited to announce the reintroduction in Congress of a bill to protect the rights of those who decline vaccinations, our country's priceless control group. It's called the National Informed Consent Exemption Act, better known as the NICE Act, creating a general exemption from vaccination for every U.S. citizen who wants one, no matter where they live and no matter what their reasoning. This law will also require the U.S. Surgeon General to form a commission of experts who have no pharmaceutical ties. These experts will report to Congress on scientific studies comparing vaxxed and unvaxxed populations, and they'll oversee independent research into remedies such as ivermectin, vitamin D, and other alternatives to vaccination. And thank you for continuing to spread the word about how great life can be naturally.
Now, another hour of the best of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and noughties. This is The Wireless.